1961. A number of major style changes marked the 1961 convertible. First and foremost was the restyled rear end. Adapted from the XP700 show car was a ducktail or boat tail effect that was lower and less rounded than preceding models. A horizontal crease bisected the rear panels from atop one rear wheel across the rear fascia to the other wheel well. The remodeled rear end allowed for 20% more trunk space. Four recessed taillights were added just below the crease, an innovation that became another Corvette trademark. The license plate was also recessed, flanked by chrome bumperettes. Up front, chrome surrounding the quad headlights was eliminated. The traditional toothy grille disappeared in favor of an anodized rectangular mesh insert. Block letters mounted above the grille spelled out Corvette. It was also the last year for two unique Corvette features, the contrasting two-tone side cove available since 1956 and a 283 cubic inch engine, which had been standard since 1957. There were also power boosting options, however, that generated 275 and 315 horsepower from stock block. Also, more use of aluminum components further reduced bulk weight. Another minor change was reduced dimensions for the transmission tunnel that allowed for more leg room. Windshield washer, sunshades, parking brake warning light, temperature control radiator fan, and courtesy light became standard features. Exhaust pipes were redesigned to exit below the body behind the wheels instead of through the rear body panel or rear bumper, and wide white wall tires would become history. Factory production climbed to 10,939 units, and the 1961 was the last Corvette to retail for under $4,000, $3,934 for the basic car. Corvette continued to show its competitiveness on the track, capturing the SCCA Class B Production Points Championship. Porsche, which offered the stiffest challenge, placed fifth. 1961 was also the year that the Stingray made its debut at the Chicago Auto Show. 2 years earlier, GM's Bill Mitchell had made the Stingray his personal vehicle for styling testing. The prototype made its first public appearance in 1959 at Maryland's Marlboro Raceway, where Dick Thompson drove it to the fourth place finish in the President's Club race.